You are now tuned in to the Talk Tinder podcast. Hey, you guys, welcome back to Talk Tinder. I am your host this evening, E. Y'all already know. I hope you guys are in good energy, good spirits, good vibes. Y'all already know to follow the podcast on all socials, Instagram and TikTok at Talk Tinder Podcast. Make sure you subscribe and interact with me on YouTube at Talk Tinder. I got a special guest here with me in the studio today. You got any intros?
I'm Gazi. We the Ops, LLC.
Come on, I need you to loosen up. This is your first pod. Yeah. It's a vibe here. It's relaxed. They all cool in the chat. I don't say I have an audience or like no fan base, no shit like that. We just all vibing together. Here on my pod, we kick it off with a segment called Happy Hour. All that is like a little game I put together. I give you a scenario or actual question. You just give me your feedback, all right?
Yeah.
All right, bet. All right, so you home chilling. Girl hit you up that you casually seeing. She hit you up. She like, hey, let's go get drinks and dinner. So y'all out, y'all kicking it, y'all vibing. And it comes time to pay the tab. She looks at you to foot the bill. What you doing?
I'm going to flip the bill and pay the tab.
You gonna pay this tab?
Yeah.
All right, real niggas. I was tuned into another podcast, and that topic had kind of came up. And this one dude on there was like a group of dudes, and he was saying, like, well, if you invited me out, why would I pay the bill? And da 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 da. And I just felt like that was just kind of like.
Yeah, I feel like going out to like a restaurant, bar, anything like that, it's just mandatory. Like, whether they ask you out or you ask them out, it's mandatory for the man to pay. In my eyes, like, yeah, like I ain't gonna feel comfortable, like, you flip it over and pay, like, even if you invited me out, I just don't feel like that gonna do something to my ego.
Real nigga shit. I like that. I'm gonna ask you early, what's your sign?
Aries.
Aries? Ooh, fire sign?
Yeah.
Okay, I know some Aries. You fire. All right, we good. We in there. But, so let's steer the conversation. Let's kick it off. Keep it around, like, dating, shit like that. Keep it light. Cool. So just with, like, dating or casually dating, what are some, like, it could be, like, first date icks or just date icks in general that's, like, I know, like, after this, I ain't fucking with her.
Being too loud.
Loud?
Like, crazy loud, like.
Just for no reason.
Yeah, just for no reason. Like, even if you like drinking, like I feel like you should be able to control that.
Absolutely.
Especially if it's like our first time or our first two times going out, like you can get loud. Like after we in a relationship and we already locked in. Like you can be as loud as you want.
Like I know you. We get to know each other.
But in the beginning,
chill.
Though, like nah, that's a little too crazy.
What's an ick for me? I would say, I was just talking to my girl about this. And as a man, just give me your feedback. So, like, I use, like, a personal example. Like, last summer, I went on a date with this dude. And, like, while you would be, like, talking to somebody or on a date, and you'd be like, yeah, I know I'm not about to fuck with this person again. And, like, you hear people say that, but, like, I real live, like, yeah, no, duh. So, we was out, and we was, like, having drinks, hookah, eating. And it comes time to pay the bill. And he, like, was super analyzing the bill, though. To me, that's an ick. Like, I just feel like if you got to, like, pull the shades and, like, really see what's going on the bill. And it's just me and you. I don't know. I just feel like it's something not player about that. Like, yeah, if you don't just slide the card, pay the bill, and we can just keep it pushing it. Like, I don't know. I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's rude. I don't know. You think that's rude?
Nah, because I see what you're saying. Like, he was probably trying to do the math in his head. Like, damn, probably what she get.
Yeah, type. That's how I felt. Like, damn, like, yeah, so. Like, what you get? Bitch, you got hookah, this, that. Like, I didn't like that. I just thought that was so unattractive because I just feel like that's female shit. I don't know. Because even still, I know some female, like, females, even myself, that, like, don't do that. So as a man, like, if we out, and especially if it's just us, if we're not in, like, no crazy group, and you got to, like, overly analyze the bill before you pay it, I just think that's corny. Like, it's just not player. Something about it is just not player.
What if he ain't have enough money, though?
If you don't have
enough... he was thinking about it.
First off, if you don't have enough money, you shouldn't, like, be, why you out with me? You shouldn't be out with nobody. True. I don't know. But then you should also just be, like, analyzing in your head, like... if you don't have enough money, but you want to be out with me, then you shouldn't have got nothing.
That would have been crazy, though.
Like, you should let me have a good time then. But, I don't know. That's just, like, my little ex. Just being, I guess you could call that cheap. Being cheap.
Yeah.
What else? I can kind of agree with you being, like, I ain't going to say loud, like, or even if a man was loud, that's unattractive. But, like, somebody who just can't handle themselves, like, if you... drinking or you smoking and you can't control yourself, that is just disgusting. Like, it's just a turn off
for sure.
Like, it's just a turn off. I don't know. Where you from?
I'm from Cleveland.
Cleveland.
West side of Cleveland.
Born and raised.
Born and raised, but I ain't gonna just put myself in one section, but I'm really from the west side of Cleveland, but I've been all over Cleveland though. Like, I done been on the east side, all through the east side, mm-hmm. west side.
I know
you got a lot of people on the east side, so
I know you said before we got going that you be back and forth.
Oh, yeah, from Florida.
From Florida.
Yeah, I moved to Florida about a year ago, I think, a year and a couple months, because I'm trying to open my second store in Ball Harbor, Miami. So that's the process I'm trying to do right now.
You got some big shit going on.
Yeah, I'm trying to chase my dreams.
Ooh, clear. Let's toast to that. That's fire. That's fire. What's Florida like for you?
I love it.
Love it.
I think it's Florida. For a lot of things, it's the best place in the United States. Like, like, you want to live on an island, but you don't want to live on an island. Mm-hmm. Move to Florida.
Nice weather.
The wintertime, you know, it ain't. It'd be like 60, 70. It don't be too hot. But when it's summertime, you know, it's blazing hot. Mm. I like the blazing hot. I love the palm trees. The palm trees give me, like, it give me good energy, like.
Yeah.
Give me good vibes.
You big on, like, energy and shit like that?
Yeah, I'm big on outside and the energy it brings. Like, that's one reason why I had to low-key leave Cleveland. I love Cleveland, don't get me wrong, but, like, the energy here is something, it'd be awesome. It'd just be off, like.
How do everybody say that? Even people that's from here, like
oh, I can't go outside and really be comfortable. Like, I can't go to... Let's for an example, like Twin Notice, I can't go to Rumors like and be comfortable because I feel like
all right, Rumors like, little as shit though. I fucking went to Rumors and I don't.
I mean,
like
any
Rumors.
Club though, like Medusa, all them. I can't. It ain't no shade to no club. I just it's the people that's there. Like I can't be comfortable. Like, but if I'm out in Florida and I'm at the club, like it's a free. Like it's free. It's all good vibes. Like it ain't no. You ain't got to look over your shoulder to me. That's how I feel.
You got people out there?
Nah.
Really? So you just up and was like,
yep,
just on some new shit.
I got some people in Miami though. I got some people in Miami, but I don't live in Miami though. I live in Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. I just go to Miami, but that was like the closest for me, type shit to be there.
That's fire.
Yeah,
you real chill. You seem so. I don't even know. You know what's crazy? I was sitting and I was like, whenever I have somebody on the show that I'm not familiar with, even if I'm like semi familiar with them, I always like when I'm prepping for my show, you know, do my homework a little bit. And you seem so. I can't even remember how I stumbled across your page. It's so crazy, but I just remember seeing your clothing and I'm like, this shit is different. Like it's fire, but it's definitely different. And I got a friend, a girl, she, like, messaged me. She, like, oh, you about to sit down with him, da-da-da-da. Like, I follow him, his brand fire. Like, I fuck with his clothes, da-da-da-da. So, like, that little confirmation, like, I be, like, specific with the people that I try and bring on here and, like, you know, shed a little light on my platform or whatever. But just to have that extra confirmation, be like, all right, yeah, no, this, you on to some shit. Like, yeah, do that. So I want to talk about your brand, starting with the name. The name. When my editor asked who I was sitting down with,
We the Ops. They probably
said,
like,
We the Ops.
So We the Ops is like basically like, I came up with it because it's like me, whenever I'm with whoever I'm with, we come in a spot. It's like, oh shit, like these niggas is here type shit. I don't know if I can say that. I'm cool with that. Like, but you know, like type shit, like, I don't know. It was just like, we the ones. That's how I really came up with it. Like, for the females too. I mean, I know it's different for the females because it's like, that's why I came up with the dead hearts for the purses. It's called dead hearts. And I got the barbed heart and shit, which is like, eventually I'm going to make that its own brand so I can steer it away from the We the Ops just because of the name. I know it don't really fit the females, but yeah, but it's basically like, yeah, we the ones. Like, we the ones that they scared of when we get there, or they don't want us to be there. You know, we the black sheep.
I fuck with it. It's very, like I said, it's different. Like, as soon as I saw your shit, I'm like, I gotta get this nigga over here. Like, this is crazy. Yeah.
And I don't got no ops. It ain't like
that. Okay, you know, so that,
yeah, it ain't nothing like that. Like, I don't got no ops. I don't got no enemies. Just people who don't like us. Yeah. And I ain't beefing with nobody. Like, I can go anywhere. I ain't got no problems with nobody.
Okay. Yeah, but, that's
you know, there's always people in some places that be like, why this nigga here? Like, yeah. Who he think he is? Like, yeah. So,
yeah. Niggas who just be, they feel the energy.
Yeah.
They feel it. I like that. That's fire.
Thank you. Thank you.
With your brand, when did you start it?
I started it about 3 years ago because I really used to make music. And then in one song I had, that's low key where I had came up with it. I had put it in a song. But from there, from that song, I had stopped making music. And I was like, you know what? I'm about to do some shirts because I always wanted to do clothes. Like when I was younger, I used to spray paint clothes, cut up the jeans and do all that type of stuff. So I really didn't want to do music. It really wasn't my thing. And then when I had came up with that, it was through the music. Mm-hmm. But that's when I was like, okay, this hard. Like, I got to focus on what I really want to do. And I wanted to do clothes. So I went with that. I did 25 shirts my first drop, and it was like about 3 years ago. I sold them all, like, first day. And then I was like, oh,
first
yeah.
First day?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this
is oh, this
it.
Shit taking off. This
I'm like, 25 shirts? I ain't never doing music again. And it was just 25 shirts. Like, that's small, but I was just like, that's what set it off for me.
That's fucking fire.
Yeah. And I did that for, like, about that whole first year. All out of my trunk, I just kept doing 25 shirts. Different color, different color, different color. Because at first, I didn't have no vendors, no manufacturers. I didn't know any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't had nobody to teach me. So, you know, I just kept doing simple shirts that I know I could do. I took them to a shop and get them done. I designed the logo and stuff like that for it, though.
So you call yourself?
Ghazi.
But Ryan, going to say call yourself. You referenced yourself as Picasso.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Benghazi that's when Picasso. You like design when you
yeah.
So you real life design.
So it's for me shit. It's like so yeah, I design. I also got a partner that he actually know how to draw. So he make designs too, but I make my own designs too though. So like when he come with his designs, I tried to get him on here today, but he was actually busy, so he can talk his part. But
is it the one guy, the white guy?
Yeah, he not white, but yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't want to say, I knew I was like, watch I say the white guy, he ain't even really fucking white. Yeah. But, okay.
So, he know how to draw. He know how to draw crazy. So, he be making designs, but I also make designs too because, like, I be outside and I be seeing stuff and I just be like, okay. You know, I just get ideas. That's where I got Picasso from because it's like, I feel like it's just my brain. Like, I just be seeing stuff and I be like, all right. I don't know how, but I'm going to turn this into something that I'm going to put on some clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fire. Was you ever at a point where it's like before? So you said you was doing the 25, selling the bitches out, selling them out. And your creative process before you sold that first 25, was you? Did it ever cross your mind like did you second guess it? Like, what if this ain't it?
Nah. I don't second guess anything. I just do it. I don't know. I'd be confident.
Real confident.
So, like, I wasn't 100% sure that I was going to do clothes when I made the first 25. But after I sold it, I'm like, I literally just stopped doing music. And my music was doing good. Like, my music wasn't bad. Like, my music was, you know, it was cool. But it was just like, I was like, yeah. It ain't what I want to do. Like, my heart wasn't there. My heart is, you know, I like designing stuff, especially when people going to put it on and they going to feel good when they put it on. Like, so I like that.
That's fire, man. So, with design and this shit like that, for your brand, if you don't mind me asking, what is your creative process like? Like, when you do a drop, I don't know, like, if you have, like, specific names for them or something. Like, I know you had, like the black hoodie with the stuff all on it, and then you got the pink pants right now. Is that, like, called a specific, like, is that a specific drop right now, or...
So that was just like a weed ops drop, but that was really basically for like the Valentine's, because I did that in February. So that was really like the Valentine's color drop. But for the purses, I have a different name for them, which is Dead Hearts, because it's a chromed heart with, you know.
Can I see the bag? The bag fire. I reposted the bag in the story. The bag fire. And who, you designed it, or?
Yeah, I designed it. The whole thing.
The bag is cute.
I drew it. I picked the material. I picked the high. Everything you could think about.
It's like, cute, girls. What made you, so like, hold on, I don't want to, am I opening it right?
No, yeah, you pop it open.
Just pop it open. Ooh. I like smelling stuff too.
And so since this is like, this was like the, what do you call that? This is basically my sample. So the inside leather tag says We the Ops, but it's not gonna say that on all the other bags.
This is so fucking cute.
On the other bags, it's gonna say Dead Hearts, because it's the Dead Hearts collection.
The Dead Hearts collection, and that's strictly for the ladies.
Yes.
I really like this. You could tell that you
And I'm coming with some heels too.
Heels?
Yeah.
Oh, you taking it there. You could really tell, like, you, like, put a bag behind your shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's fire. This is really cute. It looked like how it would do on your page. It just, like, that's fire.
Yeah, I'm trying to compete with, like, WhatsApp.
This is cute. I like it. Oh, and then you could.
Yeah, you can make it long or you can make it short.
This is cute, y'all. Real cute.
And it's going to have a handle. I ain't got the handle with me. Oh, like the... Yeah, it's still getting worked on.
Maybe like something like this, or my...
The handle is going to be like, you're going to be able to take the chain off and connect the handle
connect
to it.
Connect the handle here. Yeah. Oh, you is like next level with it.
Yeah.
You, it's no women on your team?
Nah.
You ain't adding no additions, nothing?
Nah, yeah, I'm open to everything. I just really don't, like, I really don't have a team. Like, I really, it's just, when I started, it's just been me the whole entire time until my partner Sosa, till he joined, which was, like, he joined, like, I say basically, like, when I started opening my store.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's been at it for, like, a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really just me and him right now. I'm open though.
You are. Yeah. I want to ask you.
I need help.
I wanted to ask you, like, when it comes to business, do you think that men collaborate like a little more level headed than women?
Nah, I don't really think so. I don't know. I feel like women know what they're doing when it comes to business. I feel like women know a little bit more, because, like, I don't want to put it in a bad way, but y'all got leverage, like, when it comes to business. Like, especially if you look good, like, you know, you got, whether you want to use that or you don't want to use that, it don't have to be in a bad way, but, like, y'all still got that leverage then. When it's me coming in to talk to another man and he looking at me and I'm either pitching him a business idea or something, like, it's way different than a female coming in and doing it.
I get what you're saying. I guess you say pretty privileged, I guess.
Yeah, kind of.
To a certain extent. I don't know. You're a nice looking guy. You.
Yeah, but people be scared of it. See all the face tattoos. They be like, yeah, nah.
But you see the work as well. Like, you, it's fire. You see the brand. I had reposted the other night, and I was what I had used for your promo for this episode. You was having a conversation, I'm guessing, with a friend, like a motivational type. And you had mentioned that you had sat down for a little bit.
Yeah. I did a good amount of time.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel comfortable saying how much or no?
I did a little bit over 4 years.
4 years? Okay, yeah.
So,
like
with my county time and my prison time type shit, like, all together.
You, with your brand, did they come about after the...
Yeah, after.
The prison time?
Yeah. So when when I was in prison, so the person that was in the video, that's my brother, his name, Bankro.
Yeah.
We was literally, like, we slept next to each other, like, during basically my whole time. I met him in there. Mm-hmm. He came home type shit. He came home before me. Then I came home, and, you know, we stayed locked in. So, so in that video, I forgot what I was about to tell you.
Hey, take a minute. We can edit all this shit anytime
you
call.
Yeah, because I just forgot what I was about to tell you.
I'm going to pick up, though, if you want
to
interrupt
Wait,
me.
Wait, what you had to tell me?
In that video, I wanted to bring up how you sat down, and but did your brand come about while y'all, like, did y'all discuss that shit while y'all was in?
I remember I was about to tell you. Right. So when we was in there, I had told him, like, I'm gonna open up a store. I didn't know it was gonna be a clothing store though. Mm-hmm. But my whole goal was to come home, open up a business type shit, like open up mm-hmm. a store. So then when I did came home, that's how that came about.
Mm-hmm. So what does he do?
So he do a lot of things. He do music. We had a studio. It was his studio.
Mm-hmm.
It was right across the street from my store, but some things happen.
Life happens.
I gotta let him explain that because his story. But like, I mean, I'm a part of it, but like, it's more of his story. But like, basically, shit happened. But right now, he doing a lot of things. He got a whole construction business.
Mm-hmm.
So right now he do construction type shit, but he do music though. Music is his main thing.
Mm-hmm.
But business wise, he got a whole construction business, and then he did had the music studio business too, which was RSM Studios.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Personally, I always enjoy sitting down and talking with people. It's no shade, no tear, nothing, that have been to prison, and then they come home, and then it's like, you could either tell, like, niggas then, you know, they did their time, they then sat down, learned, and took from it what they could, and they on some different shit now, or niggas on the same shit, and they'll probably be back.
Yeah, no, I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson, I ain't gonna lie.
And that always be, like, it just be, like, motivational to even see, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't imagine, you know, your thought process from sitting there and being like, damn, like, when this is over with, I'm about to be on a whole different vibration, and you get out here and you start something. And like, is it ever like surreal when you in your store and you like, damn, niggas was in a cell talking about this shit?
Yeah, I be having I be having my flashbacks. I be like, damn. But to me, it always be like, it ain't enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I know I'm trying to do the store in Miami, but really I'm on a store in 6 different states. Like,
mm-hmm.
So to me, it's always like, damn, I did get this far, but like, I don't know. It just never be enough for me.
It never be enough. How do you feel like?
Go ahead.
I'll be just going.
Get on you.
How you, develop your, like, business mindset? Because you seem very like, you know what you want, and then it's like you go after what you want, and then it seems like, I mean, shit, you still got your store and still in motion, so you seem like you know how to operate. So, like, how do you feel like you've developed that mindset and know how to, like, maintain it?
Really just going through the process. Like, I literally learn day by day. Like, every day I learn something new that just, I don't know, it just keeps me going and keeps the business going. So, really, I'm just learning through the process.
People don't realize content creating is, like, a whole nother fucking job. Like, that, like, people really don't, I mean.
It's hard.
It's hard. And then it's like, it's not just, oh, let me record here. You got to get multiple angles. Stop, start. And then the whole editing shit is just a whole nother time-consuming thing. But you put together really good content. Is it just you?
Well, I'm not behind the camera. I got, we got Mike behind the cameras. My boy Mike.
Is that like a, so you got like a team? You have a team.
No, like, it ain't. Like, I mean,
or like, yeah, you just know people.
Yeah, because he's like, he's more part of my brother's team. My brother make music and he's really part of my brother's team.
Okay.
But I got the opportunity to use him sometimes. So I've been using him to record everything we need to record. And it really just be a lot of start and stop.
Exactly.
And I'd be like, bro, start. And I'm like, nah. Cut it. But the editing, though, I edit the videos and I do all that. I just have him record it. He sends it to me and I just do what I want to do with it.
Yeah. As far as Miami, ideally, when do you see, ideally, in the perfect world, in the perfect scenarios?
Like, in a perfect scenario, I would want it like next month. But when it's gonna happen, I really don't know yet, because it's really, the process is like.
So right now we just still in the beginning process of, like,
yeah, I've been there for a year, but I'm still in the beginning process, literally.
Okay, I ain't sure.
Like, I'm just planting the seeds. Like,
yeah,
because I got a couple stores that are in Tampa that. I already had talked to that we're going to put my clothes in, but it's not what I'm looking for. You know, I really want my store.
You want your shit.
In Ball Harbor.
But that's a fire start, though. Like,
yeah. You
know, are you big on, like, I don't know, you just seem like real.
See, I really want to do two stores in Ball Harbor. I want to do one that's just. That's why I want to branch off, like, the Dead Hearts collection, because I want to do just one store where it's only purses and heels.
Okay.
And that's just going to be strictly for the females. And I want to have that down there, too.
No wardrobe?
And that's how I'm going to compete with the YSL, Louis Vuitton, because they're all right there. Like, it's the whole block. It's the outside mall. And I plan on getting the stores right around their thing.
You know, I kind of peeped that about you. You accessorize very nice, but you dress in your shit. Like, you wear your shit. And I think that's so fire.
Yeah, I always got my clothes on. Literally.
Always.
Everything. Most of the time, it'd be literally everything. I don't really wear nothing else. I literally just started recently trying to wear other stuff because, like, people have been, like, twin be telling me, like, you gotta. He into fashion, so he into the designer fashion, so he be trying to get me to, like, bro, you gotta put this, do this, like, just mix it with your clothes. So I'm about to start getting into that, but really it's just been everything I be posting, it be just strictly just my clothes.
Yo, shit.
Yeah.
I like that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's fire. I always say, because I have sat down with a few people in the city, males, who have their own clothing brand. I had just was talking to a friend. I'm like, man, the niggas in the city that got their own brands is, like, really, like, doing their thing.
Yeah, like Ralph. I get a lot of motivation from Ralph.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's shit fire.
It's fire.
I tell him all the time. I be like, bro, yo, shit, you motivated. Like,
shout out to Team North.
Yeah.
Facts. But that's what I mean when I say, do you feel like men are a little bit more level-headed. Because, and don't get me wrong, y'all already know I'm for the girls. But sometimes it seems like women could have that natural cattiness and not even realize it. Men, it just seems like y'all just be so, like, I see you, my nigga, like, you doing your thing, keep it pushing, or like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't feel like that.
Nah, I swear I feel like it'd be like that.
Girls be like, y'all support each other more than, way more than niggas support each other. Like,
really?
A lot of people won't come up here, like, other brands won't come up here and be like, oh yeah, I got motivated by this person. Like, but.
I really want to give you your flowers here on the pod. I think you the third clothing brand in the city that I done sat down with. And y'all doing your shit. I fuck with it. And it's fire. It's fire.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The podcast is fire. Facts.
Thank you. I'm surprised it's your first one. You don't think, like, the podcast is, like, podcast in general, it's like a... It's on a wave right now. Like, I don't care if you into podcasting. Like, it's niggas who have stores. And it's like, oh, we might as well just do the little podcast shit on the side. Or, you know, people, I mean, everybody's turning everything into a podcast.
Yeah. I've been wanting to do it too, but it's too much on my plate.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's fire, though. Like, this is crazy.
You can do something like this in your store, though. You got the, I'll be peeping. You said you got the, what, the barbershop
in the
back?
Yeah, we got a barbershop in the back. Which is also my partner's. That's Sosa. Because he cut hair.
Okay.
And he fired.
You should have had him come on too. Shit.
I tried. He was busy. I tried.
He was unimpressed.
No, he had to do some stuff. I don't know.
Well, shout out to Sosa.
Sosa.
Shout out to you, Sosa. Is there anything, like, that you want me to ask you personally about business? Specifically, your brand specifically?
Whatever you want to ask.
Okay. You so, like, mellow, like, shy. More than I thought you was going to be turnt, lit, nah. Jumping off the wall.
Nah, I really got social anxiety, for real.
Really? You know something? That's how I started my podcast, because I have social anxiety. I know how that shit feel. Like, I just... tense up, bad as fuck, like, can't talk to people, nothing. Like, I just, at one point, it got so bad, like, I felt like I didn't have a voice, but I, like, we be having the most shit to say, and when we say some shit, like, we say some shit. Yeah. And that's kind of just, like, how I came into podcasting. Like, I just hit my year mark. I started off just doing audio, like, on Apple, Spotify, and shit like that. They kept pushing me to, like, oh, no, you need to do visual, and I'm like, no. Like, I don't fuck with it. Like, I already got anxiety. No. But it's a vibe. I honestly like this better than just sitting and, like, kind of talking to myself without the... I don't know. It's just, I'll be more relaxed now.
It's fire, though. You don't seem like you got social anxiety.
Everybody say that, but I swear, like... I be nervous, but I can't be nervous because then y'all come on and then y'all be nervous. And we both can't be sitting here nervous as fuck. Like, but you're definitely a vibe. I like your energy. Do you, I know you said you're big on, like, energy and just you a fire sign.
Yeah, the best sign.
For sure, water signs.
Negative.
Water signs, for sure. But my sister an Aries, so that's how I know, like, y'all a vibe. Y'all fun. Y'all cool. You believe in, like, manifestation and shit like that?
Yeah, a lot.
Do you feel like you manifested your business?
Yes, I do. I know I did. Like, I know for a fact. Everything I said I was going to do when I was in jail, I did everything I said I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go back, which is my main thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I go back, I failed. Like, and there was a lot of situations where I almost went back. So it was like,
yeah.
Those are, like, the L's that I was taking through the process, but I didn't end up never going back. I made it off parole. I got a store, like, so it was like, these are all the things that I was talking about doing when I was in there. And everybody that was on my dorm and everything, like, I used to tell everybody what I was gonna do.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't care how it sound. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to have a store. Why? As soon as I get out, I already know what I'm gonna do. People would look at me, I told the COs and everything, like.
That's fine, girl. Now you're doing that shit. I'm doing that shit.
I had CEOs in there telling me, like, you're going to come back. We got a bed waiting for you. They told me that soon as I was walking out.
Ooh, that's terrible.
And I'm like, you got the bed waiting for me. Okay, watch.
Like, why are you so bubbly? Yeah. Do you get that a lot? Like, do you get comments on your energy a lot?
Nah, people always think my energy be off because I don't talk.
It be off?
People always think, like, I'm angry or, like, they look at me, they think I be, like, all serious. But it's really just because I don't.
You seem very observant.
Yeah.
Like, you read in the room, but I peep that because, like I said, I have social anxiety, too. Yeah. And a lot of times it's not that weird shit. We just,
yeah,
I got to get a feel of what's going on in here first. Like, I can't just come in here too comfortable and get to talking to people. Nah, it's not like that. Mm.
Yeah, so that's really why I got twin foot, because he do all the, he come, he talk to everybody. He don't read the room or nothing. He just talk to everybody.
Twin
came in on the shit.
Twin. Where he at? He ain't.
You right there.
You want to come in? Y'all, we got to bring Twin on the show. Let him come on. Let him come in.
What about Tinder talk?
Talk Tinder. Oh, Lord.
What's up, Twin?
You believe in self-care and shit like that? Yeah. How you self-care?
I self-care. Mm-hmm. I smoke a lot.
Okay. I mean, that's...
smoke a lot of Zah. That's like my... if I ain't smoking, I don't like... mm-hmm. Which might sound bad, but like, that's just my, I don't do nothing else but smoke. Mm-hmm. A little bit of
lick like, that's it. That's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Twin. you got an intro? You wanna tell them where they
come? Yeah, my name is Deuce, man. I'm from Cleveland. Y'all know I gotta talk into the mic so y'all can hear me. My Instagram, Deuce Al Pacino, is DUSAALPACINO. I don't do a lot of nothing. I just be living. Like, I make music. I'm on my life shit right now. What I'm supposed to tell y'all? We on Talk Tinder. Like, it's up. Like, welcome to Cleveland, y'all. It's Talk Tinder. Tinder Tuck.
We just wanted your intro real quick. That's all. I definitely appreciate you coming out. That did not feel like a fucking hour.
It didn't, though.
It didn't.
I think I was.
Oh, no, it wasn't an hour. He probably had that shit rolling. That's why. It wasn't an hour. It wasn't. Mm. You believe in self-care, Twin?
Yeah, I always take care of myself.
Well, how do you self-care?
I worry about myself and nobody else.
Okay, that's self-care, too.
Nah, I do wake up in the morning and wash my face, though.
All right. just from what we discussed today, you know, from sitting down to literally manifesting your business and doing everything that you said you were going to do. Are you black? Because I don't want to be like, ooh, y'all. Child.
I don't know my dad.
Okay.
But my mom Puerto Rican.
Your mom Puerto Rican?
So how she look like, she don't look probably how people think Puerto Rican people look.
Mm-hmm. Was she lighter?
No, she dark.
She dark? Y'all black. All right. Today. But just being somebody that, like, you manifested your business and said everything that you was going to do for young people. Who, whether they are like where you used to be or they want a clothing brand, what advice, what motivational words could you give them?
Follow your dreams.
That's it. Plain and simple.
Follow your dreams. Like, that's literally, people don't tell me not to do everything I'm doing now and I just keep going. Mm-hmm. I'm following my dream. Like, at the end of the day, like, it's just follow your dream.
Yeah, but not like as like a cliche statement. Like,
you gotta follow your dream. Like, I wake up every single day and I'm like, all right, what can I do? What can I do today to make it bigger? Like, mm-hmm. How can I expand? I literally every day I wake up,
everything I'm doing. Like, I annoy people that be around me because they be like, bro, like, you ain't even talking about nothing else. No. Like, this is what I'm
locked in.
Yeah, I'm locked in. Every single day. No matter what. If you feel like you too old, you're never too old. Just keep following your dream. One day it's going to click. It just take one day.
Yeah.
It took all the years before, but it literally just take one day.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, I don't know.
No, I mean, yeah.
Like, yeah, it probably took me 10 years, but on this last day, like, I blew up. Like,
yeah. No, I fuck with it. So, yeah, that's fine.
Follow your dream, like, to the end, no matter what.
Period.
And do everything you got to do to get to your dream. If you got to work a job, if you got to work three jobs, if you got to travel, go do the traveling. If you ain't got no money to travel, do what you got to do to get the money to travel and take your place and do what you got to do. And just keep following.
Facts.
I think that's the part of the journey that a lot of, I'm not going to even say that a lot of entrepreneurs don't glorify, because I feel like now, especially with sitting down with, you know, some great entrepreneurs on my show that actually glorify, like, hey, just start. Like, everybody get it out the mud. Like, social media paints this picture where your business, like, nobody's going to show you that process. You get what I'm saying? Everybody just see people thriving and shit taking off and it's fire and it look nice, but nobody telling you, like, yeah, like, I was trapping them 25 t-shirts out my trunk. Like, I was.
And I took a lot of L's, too.
Like, yeah, nobody talk about the L's, so.
Like, with my store, like, the whole ceiling fell in my store. And water came everywhere. This is when I first made my, I had first just got my order of purses. I had 200 purses. All got damaged.
Oh, damn.
I ain't get no money back. I ain't get nothing because I ain't have insurance on the store because I didn't know. I didn't know about having insurance on the store. The person who owned the building didn't tell me about having insurance on the store. So,
so you really, like, learning as you.
I lost months in there because we couldn't open the store. Today felt like they can come fix the ceiling on daytime. Like, so that was literally like 7,000.
Shit.
Just lost. I couldn't do nothing about it. Plus the months that I lost within that time frame, not being able to be open and all that. Like, so, yeah.
Do you feel like you surround yourself with like-minded people?
With what?
Like-minded people. Like, people who want to elevate, who are on what you on energy-wise. Like, I want more for myself. Like, I'm thriving. I'm goal oriented. Like, I'm not saying, like, you got to do clothes too, but whatever it is that you passionate about, you want your shit. You thriving towards what you want. Like, do you?
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah, I think everybody that is around and they own path. Yeah, and if they not, then I'm there saying something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, twin.
Twin.
No, twin. I'm here.
You on your shit, twin?
I'm always telling him stuff. I'm here for the advice. You know? Tell a nigga what's weak and what's not weak. Tell a nigga what's right. If you think it's right, though, I think it's right, too. That's why I'm twin.
This guy.
And,
I
feel like you gotta surround yourself by people that think like you, though. Cause, like, if you don't, like, you're just gonna be, like, the only nigga in the world that believe in what you believe in. You need to find them people that think the same way as you do. And that's how y'all can all grow together. Cause what you gonna, like, if you a diamond and you next to a CZ, like, you don't fit in the same watch. I'm trying
twin.
To put it simple, man.
Twin.
Y'all know what I'm saying, though.
We hear you. No, I definitely appreciate you coming on. I definitely wanted to give you your flowers. I think that is what you're doing is fire. I think your brand definitely stands out. I think it's fire that you can recognize and see other brands or creatives around you that, motivate you or, You see what's going on, and you ain't shady with it. Nah, I fuck with that.
I be giving everybody their flowers. If I think they shit hard, like, I'm going to post it and I'm going to tell them. See, Ralph, I've been seeing his shit, like, been, like, I'm like, he been in this shit for a long time. And I'm pretty sure he done took L's too, so that's why I be motivated by his shit, because I'm like, he's still doing it.
Yeah.
He doing it big. He not doing no small shit neither.
Yeah. Y'all relate. That's cool. What can we, you know, outside from the new store, the female brand coming together, what can we expect from We The Ops as a whole? Or just from Ghazi?
From Ghazi? A whole lot of shit. I plan on having the store in, like, so we already talked about Miami. Texas is, I'm really big with, I haven't been to Texas, but I got a lot of love in Texas.
Really?
So, like, I wanna do a store in Texas. That's on my list of things to do. LA, obviously. And New York.
Oh, New York. That's fire.
So, them are, like, my to-do. What y'all plan on doing? I don't know how long it's going
to
take.
Yeah, you're putting it out there. You're planting the seeds, like you said. Do you, like, ever want to do, like, a fashion week, fashion, like, or with your stuff in general, like, do you put on fashion shows, or it, you just create your content and push that?
See, so I'm in the, I was in the process of, I was trying to get, I was trying to vend that Atlanta Fashion Street something show, but they don't want me there.
I'm surprised you ain't say Atlanta for a store.
I mean, like, the fashion show they got there, like, I've been trying to get into it for, like, the last year, and they keep denying me. I don't know for what reason. So, I do got a lot of love in Atlanta, though, because I was fucking with Lil Quill and, like, his whole little area. He a rapper over there and shit, and Young Maul and them. So, they all fuck with the brand. So, I do want to go to Atlanta, but I was trying to go there for their little fashion show because it's, like, over 6,000 people there. But they don't, man, they keep denying me.
When you get hit with, like, rejection, how do you deal with that, or how do you take that? Not like as a, not only as a brand, but like as a the creative behind the brand. Like,
I take it like I'm about to come back. I'm about to build it.
That's fire.
Like, y'all stop playing with me. The fuck, you don't want to let me in? All right, I'm gonna do it too then, bigger. All right, that's how I be feeling. You want to let me in? All right, I'm going to do it bigger. Like, that's really how I came upon the store. Like, there was somebody that, you feel me, had a store. Or, and there was actually, like, two situations. There was somebody who had a store that I was trying to get my shit in their store. Couldn't get it in. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to open up a store. Open up a store. And then starting the brand, there was somebody that had all the tools for me. I asked for help. I didn't get the help. So I was like, I figured it out myself. Did it anyway.
That's fire. Do you feel like being where you're at, and I know, like, with anything, there's always something new to learn, but do you feel like you're, like, open and willing to be that voice for, like, the next nigga coming up? Like, hey, bro, don't do it that way. Or are you the type, like, nah, I bump my head. It's bump your head, too.
Nah, I like helping. Like, shit free. I learned this shit for free. A lot of people paying to learn how to start a clothing brand. I learned it for free. I went to YouTube University. Like,
hey, I went to YouTube and Google. That's where YouTube I went for podcasts. Like, what I need to start a podcast or whatever, and all types of shit. Like, YouTube will literally tell you what you need to know for fucking free.
Yeah, and I mean, it didn't have all the answers for me, but, like, it got me to where I needed to get. And then everything else was just, I bumped my head. But, like, I ain't gonna hold no information back for nobody. I learned it for free.
Don't gatekeep.
Yeah, like.
I think it's fire, especially, like, when you, especially, like, saying you big on energy and shit like that. I'm definitely big on energy. And, like, when you aligning yourself with what it is that you want to do and you actually putting in the work, God start dropping them gems in your path. Like, when I remember when I started my podcast and I was doing it by myself. I bought my own equipment and shit. And, you know, I was going hard. And at the time had somebody in my path that introduced me to my editor. My editor knows every fucking body, and now we here. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when you put in the work, it ain't so much about, oh, tell me this, tell me this, tell me that. Like, God start dropping them gems in your path for you, so.
That's a fact. Mm. I feel like that, too. I feel like he dropped them gems in my path.
Sure.
Facts.
I definitely fuck with your energy. I would love to have you back at some point if you're interested.
Of course.
If you're interested. I don't know if you want any personal questions. Your manager said keep it to a minimum.
No, we can ask some personal questions.
We can. Okay, bam. Let me go to the ones that I got.
Twin. See, Twain got that shit on.
Y'all could have seen my face the whole time. Hold up, hold
up. Okay, so we talked about business. So just to steer off, on my podcast, we talk about a little bit of everything. So I want to talk about, like, dating and relationships. Just, you know, keep it surface level. If it's something, a question that you're like, just edit. And we can cut to the next one, okay? But I want to talk about social media etiquette when you're, because guys are so different from girls. Like, when you're dating or talking to someone. So, like, what's the do's and don'ts specifically when it comes to social media? Like, are you posting, man, sis?
You posting that ass, you was done.
Wait, what?
If a girl I'm talking to, like, if we get into a relationship and you posting your body, like, it's over with. Like, not allowed to do that.
Wait, hold on.
Not allowed to do none of that. That's the question, right? Is that the question?
That's for sure the question. I don't want his... to be in the middle of his shot. No, y'all both can answer. I want to just adjust the mic. He might lift in your foot. So it's kind of in between y'all. Like, you get what I'm saying? So he not leaning over you in the shot. I'm going to put it where it's like between your foot. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Better? Cool.
Yeah, though, I feel like if you get into a relationship with the shorty, like Instagram, like, it gotta be like a real, like, guideline for that. Like, it ain't none of that. Like, what you mean? You got a close friend? It's a dub. Like,
oh wait, it's a dub. If a girl has a close, wait. Yes. So if the girl you're talking to,
yeah,
has close friends, it's a dub.
Yeah, that shit don't exist no more. Like, your close friends gotta go away like a ghost. Like, poof. Like,
but what if she posting like her cooking in the close friend?
She not cooking. We know she not cooking. The whole internet knows she not cooking. Like, it ain't none of that, like, body pics. No, like, you not sticking your tongue out on the internet. No. Like, that's dead. Like, for real, like, I don't know why you even got the app. Like, nah, that's my input on it. Like, I don't do that. You all on Instagram. Like, if you're not, like, promoting a business.
Oh, but you a Libra. We already talked about that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm real, real toxic. I didn't hear y'all talking about it, but y'all should know, like, a Libra, like, if you want to be in a relationship with a Libra, you better act right.
Not you just better act right. So, wait, okay, so you saying your girl can't have social media?
Not at all.
So, you ain't got it either then?
No, I got it.
But you can have it.
I'm allowed.
You got close friends too?
Nope, I don't, actually. I don't even use my, like, social media for real unless I'm, like, posting music or if I'm looking like political shit. I'm not even lying, though.
Toxic.
I am toxic, though, but, like, if a girl got a close friend, like, what's on there? Who on that?
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, the close friends is crazy.
Close friends definitely wild.
Okay, so we're not talking relationship, though. We're talking, like, if you just, like, date. Like, you...
Oh, dating?
So, like, because guys are different.
It's
like,
not boyfriend and girlfriend?
Wait, what is, like...
Because everybody date, so you feel like dating in a relationship is the same thing.
Yeah.
You feel like dating in a relationship is the same thing.
What you mean?
Like, because some people feel like, okay, I'm gonna go off me. I feel like if we dating, then we're like casually dating. We going on dates. We getting to know each other. We in a relationship. We're locked in.
So you mean just dating?
So, like, I mean casually dating. Like, we not in a relationship. But we.
What's up, baby? You could have close friends. You could post whatever you want. You could do anything you want. But once we locked in to the point of, like, you mine and I'm yours, like, I dare you.
Oh, my God. You're toxic.
How you feel about it, Twin?
The dating is, like...
Dating is... Forget about it. Like, it's nothing.
No, it's the same thing to me.
It's still, same thing to you?
Same thing I feel to like, you. Once we, like, after that first date, like, we already locked in. We're not gonna be talking after that.
So you could tell, okay, ooh. So you could tell first, or you know, first date, if you're about to lock in or not. Yeah. First date.
Yeah, like first day, like.
Twin yeah. looking like no.
Like from my heart though perspective, like not even me, like from my little bitty heart, like if we not like. If we not vocal with, like, the locked-in thing, like, we know we not, like, I can't say nothing to you. Like, if you not my girl, I'm not about to say nothing to you. And you better not say nothing to me neither. But once we do get into that position where we, like, it's me and you, like, you should know the rules.
If you doing that, that's how I feel, too. Because, like, at what point, okay, what you saying that, at what point do you realize, all right, yeah, let's lock in?
I know that.
If you freely out here letting her fuck with other niggas.
I know if I'm about to be with a girl, like, before I even link her. So, if we about to be dating, that's what it is forever. Like, it's not no me and you. So you just, like, yeah, basically. But, like, I know if I'm about to be with a girl, if I'm not about to be with a girl, if I'm about to take a girl serious, or if I'm not. So, like, dating is not, like, that's why I took it as the way that you know. When you said it at first, I took it as, like, relationship type shit. You lost, I lost you.
Do you feel like it's with modern day dating, do you feel like it's trendy to be toxic, or do you feel like you're
just crazy?
You're crazy. Libras are crazy. I know from experience.
That's so. Why I don't get into too many relationships. I only been into two relationships.
Two? Long term? Mm-hmm. But are you single right now?
Mm-hmm. Forever.
Oh, okay.
I think we should save my questions for another podcast.
Why you say you want to save it?
Because I could, like, go all day with, like, the relationship stuff. Like, shit get real deep. Real tender talk.
It don't
talk.
Seem like it, though. It's You're tender. Very, like...
No, I'm real tender talk.
Mm-hmm. He seemed more tender. So you seem like... Not, no offense. I don't mean that in a I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I mean, like, because most guys would be like, "Oh, you don't know off the first date, da, 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 like, unless they just like cap."
I know. Because when you gonna get to the second date?
What's your typical first date?
I don't have a typical
first date. Like, okay, so I just mean like, as far as like. Like, ideally on the first day, do you do something where it's like, okay, I have the opportunity where we can talk and actually get to know each other, and then you base it off that? Or is it like you just putting her in an environment to just see, like, she got the opportunity to drink or get loose and see how she act and just peep? Environment. Okay.
And it don't have to be like a club environment. Just mm-hmm. anything. I just want to see. Because I go based off the energy, so it's like, I'm going to know your energy off the first day, so I'm going to know if we're going to get to the second day.
Yeah. What's your type?
I don't have no type.
You don't have a type? No, you know, I had a girl like say that, like too, and I'm like, that is...
Yeah, I don't have no type. I just, if I like you, I like you.
Twin got a type.
Twin got a type.
Twin
was... I know.
The way you just looked away, like, what's the type, Twin?
Hey, girl, be real. I talk to look exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah, they like carbon copies.
What's your type?
They like clones. They all got dark hair, fat ass, skinny, and they funny, cute. Yeah.
Light skin.
I don't know. I'm really into like exotic shit. I do like light skin.
They all light skin.
They all light skin.
Oh yeah, like they skin light. Yeah.
Okay.
My ideal first date, that's what y'all asking me? Oh, bet.
He into, like, the Arabic.
Like, Arabic chick?
Yeah, I like Arab.
Guys like what they like. I ain't knocking you.
Spanish. I'm black or Puerto Rican.
Okay.
But, would you say your ideal date was? You said you.
I don't got no ideal date. Yeah, I my just, ideal. Like, I just, we gonna link up and we just.
Yeah, I don't really like. I don't really like be having no plans for real. Like, mm-hmm. I really like ask them what they want to do for real. And mm-hmm. depending on what they say, I'll have some ideas so, pop in my head.
So who's shooting the shots? Or do God, or not? Excuse me. Do you guys shoot your shot to the girl, or do girls like shoot before, their shot
before we hit them up, like type shit, or yeah. like while we together?
Like who initiates the interest typically?
Really depends for real. Like if I'm in public or something, usually the girl do.
Okay.
I don't really be.
You like aggressive chicks?
I don't really be walking up to girls in the club. They be walking up to me.
Do you like aggressive chicks?
And what aspect?
Like, I mean, like, just
like a girl walking up like, I want you.
Yeah, like that's aggressive.
Oh, yeah, I do like that. Like shit. I want a girl that knows what she wants. Like, aggressive though, like.
Not nobody that's gonna. I ain't saying you like somebody that's gonna beat your ass. Walking up to
me, grabbing my neck, like, what's up? I ain't feeling that. Okay. I'm really specific and peculiar. Like, I'm picky. Mm. I don't like too much. I don't even like talking for real.
Why you come like, sit down with us? Yes, you do.
I do like talking, but I only like talking to who I want to talk to.
Oh, okay. Well, you just talking to us.
But you like aggressive niggas? You want a nigga like...
No. What can I say that I like? I like guys who are... Who know what they want. Who sure themselves. Yeah. Who confident.
You want to look in front. Their face like, oh yeah, this nigga want me or she want me.
It ain't even that I got to look in your face and know that you want me. I'm big on energy. Like, I'm so, my intuition is so strong. Like, I can read the room very well. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. I like confidence. Like, I wasn't always a confident person. Like, just due because I always, like, had, like, anxiety or shit like that. So, like, now I'm in a space where it's like I'm sure of myself. So, I want somebody that's sure of this. I'm attracted to that. You know, if that makes sense. Here on Talk Tinder, I like to leave everybody in the chat with some encouraging words or a mantra for the episode. So I know you had said that it's just important to follow your dreams, follow your goals. And I wanted to add to that for you guys to just lock in on you, lock in on whatever it is that you want to do. Lock in on your spirituality, of course, your inner peace, your inner being. Know that you are able, you are capable, and anything that you set out to do, manifest that shit, plant the seeds, and put in the work.
Definitely manifest. Definitely plant the seeds, because when you plant the seeds, the flowers gonna grow. You just gotta keep adding.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, definitely giving you your flowers here. Shout out to We The Ops. Shout out to Sosa, who couldn't make it. Definitely wishing you nothing but peace, love, and prosperity.
Same to you. Thank you. Give you your flowers too, because I fuck with the podcast, so.
Definitely. Whenever I really feel like you would.
I need to come back, though.
Come back, or, I mean, hey, that's your shit. Y'all already know, until next time, peace is love, love is peace. I'm out.
You are now tuned in to the Talk Tinder podcast.